We are here at the 2018 Exec Tech Conference, put on by the fine folks at CU Engage, and we're here at the Visa Innovation Center as well. We just took a really cool tour of their innovation center, where there's got some really neat stuff that's probably top secret. We won't tell anybody. But anyway, we're here with Randy Stolpe. And what credit union are you with again?
My community credit union. Midland, Texas.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Midland, Texas. Wow. That's oil country.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. Part of the Permian Basin.
Indeed. Indeed. So we're talking about, obviously, the conference and what you learned, what you want to take away, and did it meet your expectations, all that good stuff. What's your take on this thing? This
is awesome. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this was a great conference. Some of the best minds in the industry and the movement, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of fun to come in here and share information with them and have them as that resource, right? And to kind of be that check and see, are we on the right track? Or is there something else we should be watching out for?
Did anything stand out for you today? Or any couple of presentations or any facts or anything like that kind of stuck?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Constellation was great. Mm-hmm. Constellation, I mean, the concept and to take the CUFX standard and to build upon that to really make it easier for us to integrate when there's best-in-class products that we need to be able to partner with. Mm-hmm. It's just outstanding. I think the work that Chris and his team are doing is really cool.
No doubt. I mean, they've had an amazing 12 months. So it's and they're not slowing down yet.
No,
so it's great.
No, it's a roller coaster.
Anything else stand up for? I mean, because Mark Sievright started out the day, then Heather Mosier. They had the blockchain panel. Oh my gosh, it was just really cool.
Yeah, you know, the blockchain panel was great, and it's actually interesting that you ask about that, because, you know, in technology right now, if somebody is asking you anything, they're like, what's keeping you up at night? You know,
and CEOs, that was one of my questions for you.
CEOs and CIOs, I think, are the two groups that get asked that question the most often. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my answer is not usually one of these technology areas. I mean, there's something that absolutely I'd be remiss as a CIO if I wasn't keeping my eye on blockchain and all of those things that we've talked about today. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's about the people.
Really?
To me, if we aren't taking care of the people first, they're our best technology. That's where everything starts. I can put as many iPads, everything in somebody's hand, and if I don't make it clear to them how to use that and how that helps them serve a member better, I haven't done my job.
Yeah.
So I really worry about the people side of it. I didn't grow up in IT. I grew up around IT a lot. I've got a dad that was a punch card programmer in the Navy.
Oh, wow.
Brother was a software engineer. Okay. Uncle is a programmer as well. And so I've been around it, but I like to talk a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of went a different direction. I got my degree in marketing. I spent a lot of years in the front of the house on the service and sales side. Mm-hmm. And 3.5 years ago, I had this amazing opportunity to come to my community and just see, what can we do on the people side of it? How can we create a service culture in IT? And it's been exciting. It's been fun. We have some really good success stories.
That's what Heather Mosher kind of alluded to in her talk. It was about, you know, you have the technology, but you got to have the people to run it, you know?
Yeah.
So you can have all the technology in the world, but it's not going to work if nobody knows how to use it, right?
No. Yeah, you can't just keep throwing technology at things without addressing the people side of it first.
Right. It's that plan. It's that plan.
Absolutely.
How do you see the rest of the year shaking out? I mean, we're already a quarter of the way through. I mean, technology, like Mark Sievright said, you know, you think the last 15 years have gone fast. Look out for the next 10 years. So how do you see the rest of this year?
I mean, that is the scariest part, right, is that things are moving so fast. And I think that's why people feel like we're going to get forgotten, or we're going to leave something out. There's going to be some gap because things are moving so quickly. To me, again, if you can focus on the people, the rest of the stuff will work itself out. With blockchain, you know, some of those things aren't quite ready for prime time yet, but we've got some really smart people working on that for us as a movement, as an industry, that's going to keep us relevant and help us stay competitive with the banks that can spend billions of dollars. I mean, that was another point that stood out. I think Mark said, you know, they're spending, you know, Chase or Citi alone is spending $50 billion and I might have that number a little wrong, but not much.
I think you're around the ballpark.
You know, but collectively, we've got that same clout, and we just have to keep getting better at using it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else stand out for you? I mean, Rich Jones in there talking about data analytics, kind of like a dozen steps to go through to get your data data analytics straightened.
The commonality between all of that is planning.
Right.
You know, is really having a plan, whether it was Heather talking about the strategic plan, whether it was Rich talking about the plan for doing your business intelligence conversions. Mm-hmm. It's all about planning. I'm one of those nuts that, you know, people talk about core conversions, and most people, you know, just start holding their heads and saying, you know, I want to do one of those in a lifetime, and I'm not really that far behind. I mean, I don't want to do two or three of those for sure. Mm-hmm. But I look at it as just a project. With the proper planning and resources, you can make it a lot less painful than it has to be.
Yep.
You know, indeed. So I think that was one big common thread throughout the whole event, was that proper planning is the key. And that, to again, to me, that gets back to the people. You know, everything has to start and end with people for all these great pieces of technology to work together.
Yeah, with all these technology opportunities or all the fintech startups that are starting up, like Mark again alluded to, what, you say 4,000 or something like that,
right.
Some crazy number. You got to have a plan in order to keep it all in check.
Yeah, and you've got to, and I think the other big takeaway for me was you've got to try things. You've got to be willing to try things, and you've got to be willing to stop doing things. And we talked a lot about some of these long-term contracts that we get into, and we as credit unions are afraid to stop. Because we've got this big investment sitting out here, and the banks and the other fintech companies just stop doing stuff and throw it away, and they're resilient and they move on, and they're agile, and they just keep turning and turning and turning to the next new thing, and we've got to get better at doing that.
Yep. That's a great point. I think that's a good message to end on too.
Cool.
Randy, thank you, man. Well done, sir. Keep up the good work there, all right?
All right.
Excellent.